Wednesday's Child by Pauline Spender. The play begins in the cloakroom of a factory in England.
When you enter a room full of people, are your eyes glued to the ground, or do you walk confidently with your head held high? Well, do you, Eileen?
I don't know. I've never been in a room full of people.
Oh, you must have been to a party or something, haven't you?
Not really.
Oh. Oh, well, let's leave that for one moment. The best way to be a success with the opposite sex is to look interested and at the same time keep that air of aloofness which is sure to keep them guessing. But go on, Eileen, do it.
Do what?
Look interested and aloof at the same time. Oh, not like that. You look as if you've got a nasty cold. Now, do it like this.
How do I look? Just as you always do.
Oh, don't be so soft. Well, if we can't make you aloof, perhaps we can do something about your hair.
Isn't so much my hair.
What is it, then?
Well, you'll see for yourself. I don't have to tell you.
Come on, tell me.
It's my nose. It's too big, isn't it?
Well, it's not big exactly. It's unusual. And that can be an asset sometimes. It says so here. Look, if you have a large or unusual feature, the best thing to do is to make the most of it. Do not try to cover it up or disguise it, as that will only draw attention to the offending member. See what I mean? You could try putting more powder on the offending member. Perhaps that would help.
I do, but it won't stay.
Oh, I don't think any of these things make much difference. It's not what you are, it's the way you feel that matters. I read that somewhere, too. Here, you know what I think?
What?
You should develop your personality. Cultivate your charm. Find new and exciting ways of putting yourself across. You should... Oh, you should get yourself a boyfriend, that's what.
But I don't know any boys.
Well, there must be boys you've spoken to here.
Well... There is one.
There. I knew there must be someone. Have you been out with him?
No.
Oh. Well, I suppose you've talked to him then.
Not really.
Well, what have you done?
Nothing.
Then how do you know he's interested?
He stared at me in the canteen once or twice.
Yeah?
Then he bumped into me once and said, sorry.
Yeah?
And then...
Then what?
I've waited for him after work sometimes and I smiled at him. And then, well,
go on.
That's all.
Oh. But did he smile at you?
Well, I thought he did one day.
Yeah?
Then he went right past me and all the time he was looking at someone else.
You haven't got very far, have you? Never mind, perhaps he's a slow worker. Who is he anyway?
He's Reg.
Reg who?
Reg Fowler.
Oh, not him. Oh, of all the boys to choose... Cracky, you need your head examined.
Why?
Don't you know he only goes for the glamour girls? Top liners, the real sizzlers.
No. No, I didn't.
Well, I didn't mean it like that. It's just that he's no good. He never stays with anyone for long. As soon as they show keen, he's off with someone else. He's not your type, really, he isn't.
Betty.
Yeah?
You're the only friend I've got. You've been nice to me ever since I come here. But please, will you do one thing for me? Will you?
I can't say till I know what it is.
Oh, please put in a good word for me with Rage.
Now, that wouldn't do any... Oh, well, all right. Perhaps I'll try. Hey, come on, we must go.
But you will say something, won't you? Anything, just so as you'll take some notice. Oh, please, Betty.
Well, I've said I'll try, haven't I?
The bike's not here. Reg can't be home yet. I'll wait till he comes. Oh.
Thank you.
He still doesn't notice me. I wish I could do something to make him notice.
Perhaps if I wrote and said...
No, then he'd be angry. That might be better than nothing.
Must be something I could do. But what? What shall I do? What do you think you're doing coming in at this time of night? Where have you been?
Nowhere.
What have you been doing?
Nothing.
You have had an exciting time. Now look, this is the third time this week you've come in late, and I want to know where you've been.
I don't have to tell you.
You don't have to do anything, Madame La-di-da. But if you go on coming in late like this, and you won't tell me where you've been, I can always lock you out, then you won't be so funny.
If you want to know, I've been seeing a boy.
You? With a boy? Don't believe it.
I know you don't, but that's where I've been tonight and the night before and the night before that, and I'll see him every night if I want to, and there's nothing you can do to stop me.
Don't be so high and mighty with me, miss. If you have been seeing a boy, I want to know who he is and what he does. Seems he must be a bit gone in the head if he wants to go out with you.
Oh,
I didn't mean it like that. Don't be so soft, girl. But, well, you've never had anyone before, and it's a bit surprising, that's all.
Why shouldn't I have a boy just the same as anyone else? Just tell me why I shouldn't.
No reason. No reason at all, really. But, well, you don't seem to, do you?
And if I don't, whose fault is that? It's the way you brought me up.
What?
Always to think the worst of myself and always telling me what plain Jane I am and how no man could look at me twice, so I needn't try and make eyes at them. It's your fault.
Mine?
You never give me a chance. Oh, I've heard you telling people about your daughter's got a nice nature, but it's a pity about her face. And you didn't go out of your way to stop me hearing. I tell you, I hate you for it. Oh. I hate you. I hate you. And I don't care who knows it.
Don't you dare talk to me like that, my girl. If I have brought you up that way, there's a very good reason for it. And before you start turning on me, just be grateful that you had a mother to look after you.
What looking after have I ever had from you? You was out at work all the time I was a kid, and you were never there when I wanted you.
Of all the ungrateful... How do you think we'd have lived if I hadn't gone out to work? You needn't think I liked that munitions factory, going there day after day and nights too. Wrap me head in an old scarf, same as everyone else. The only difference was the ones with kids had husband, and I didn't. Even if he was in the forces, there was his leave to look forward to. And what did I have to look forward to? Just work, work, and more work. And for what? So that you wouldn't be taken away from me and put home. What have you got to say to that?
Might have been better if I'd gone into home. At least they wouldn't have bothered to tell me how ugly I looked. Oh, what does it matter anyhow?
I tell you, I can have a boyfriend the same as anyone else. And I'm going to have one, and nothing you can say will stop me.
Go on, then, have a boyfriend, if that's what you want. But don't come snivelling to me when he's let you down and you're in trouble.
He won't let me down. He's too fond of me. I know he'd never do anything to hurt me. He's not like anyone else I've ever met.
Oh, it's like that, is it? Well, I wish you luck.
Oh, shut up. I hate you. I tell you, I hate you. I hate you.
Arlene, come back. Come here, you great silly. Eileen, come here.
Eileen. Eileen, come here, I want you. Now, where are you?
Anywhere, where are they?
Look, I want to talk to you.
What?
Come over here where the others can't listen.
Yeah, what's the matter?
Have you been leaving notes and things for Reg in his locker?
Yes.
Now, what did you want to go and do that for?
Why shouldn't I?
Why shouldn't you? Well, if you don't know why you shouldn't, I can't explain. Just don't do it again, that's all.
Why not?
Why not? I'll scream in a minute. Reg doesn't like it. That's why not.
Why doesn't he like it?
Oh, you make me sick. Have some sense, girl. He's not interested, and he doesn't want to be pestered with your presence.
I only gave him some rock cakes I'd made.
Yeah, and an old pair of gloves that don't even fit.
They're not old. I made them specially.
Well, anyway, he doesn't want them. And he sent them back with these.
Has he written to me? Oh, if he's written, that'd be all right then. I expect he'd explain everything.
Oh, don't be such a dope, Eileen. What would Reg write to you for? These are what you wrote to him.
Oh, I see.
Oh, it's no good, Duck. I tell you, he wasn't interested. You'd much better stop thinking about him and don't send him any more presents. Oh, don't look like that, old girl. It's not the end of the world. Come on, snap out of it. There's other boys.
What good would that be? They'd only think the same as him.
No, they wouldn't. Now, look here, my brother Tom will be having some leave any minute now. I'll get you to meet him. He's shy and quiet like you. You get on well together. How about it?
Never be any good.
Are you coming to the canteen?
You go. I'll come later.
Eileen, you've gone quite white. You all right? I tell you what, shall we both go at the pictures tonight? I'll treat you, then we'll have some fish and chips on the corner after. How about that?
Thanks, Betty. It'd be very nice.
See you later then, kid.
He'd only think the same as everyone else. But I must have someone. Isn't right not to have anyone at all. They've all got someone. Must be my face that puts them off. It's the nose being so big. And these eyes. They're piggy eyes. Pink and small. There must be some way. I must have someone. I must.
Yes, I'm still up. You thought I'd be in bed, didn't you? So as I wouldn't know what time you came in. What's it been tonight? You've been with this boy again, haven't you? Answer me, girl.
What if I have? What then?
If you have, I want to know more about him. Why doesn't this Reg, what's his name, come and meet me like any other boy would?
He's not like any other boy. He's different. He's gentle and kind and understanding. He knows what I'm going to say almost before I've said it. He's warm and friendly. He wants to take care of me.
Oh.
He writes. He writes such beautiful letters.
Letters? What letters? I haven't seen any letters.
He sends me notes at work.
I don't believe you. Who'd send you letters?
He does. He does. I'll tell you, he does. If you don't believe me, read this. Go on, read it.
What? I need you. All the time I need you and think about you. I can't do without you. And you don't even notice me. Oh, I... Well, if that's how he feels, I think it's time I had a talk with this Reg. What's his name? Fancy writing all that stuff in a letter. Never heard of such a thing.
Go on, read them all. Go on. Then perhaps you'll believe that someone loves me. Perhaps you'll believe I'm worth something after all. Go on, read them.
Ew. I do Yeah. Well, of all the... I think it's time I had something to say about this. Seems he's too stuck up to meet me. We'll soon see about that.
Where are you going?
I'm going to see Reg. That's what I'm going to do. And if you won't tell me where he lives, I can soon find out.
No.
What do you mean,
you
no?
You mustn't go.
Why not?
Well, you mustn't. You mustn't, really. You mustn't. Oh, please don't go.
Why ever not?
Don't ask why. Just don't go, that's all.
What's all this about? Why are you afraid to let me meet Reg? Come on, out with it.
It's the letters.
The letters? What about them?
He never wrote them.
Who never?
Reg never wrote them.
Reg never wrote them?
No.
Well, who did then?
I did.
You. You wrote them? You mean you wrote them to yourself?
Not to myself. To Reg. Oh. He sent them back.
Well, there wasn't much else he could do, was there? Yeah, what's the matter with you? You must be off your nuts. What did you do it for? Oh, whatever did you do it for?
Because you said I was so plain I'd never get a boy. And I found out you were right and that I never would. And I fell in love with Reg, and he never even spoke to me. All the other girls at Poison went out at night, so they talked about them in the cloakroom till I could have screamed. And all the time there was nothing, nothing at all, no one. I couldn't bear it any longer. Oh, please help me. You're my mother. Why don't you help me? It's you who made me what I am.
Here, Arlena. I don't know what to say. Really. Yeah, don't cry. It'll only make your face swell up. There I go again. Look, if you're trying to stop, I'll tell you something. You know that your father, well, that I wasn't married to him. He stopped seeing me before you were born. And it's difficult to bring up a child on your own. All the time people are saying things. If they don't say them, they think them. I used to hate everyone. I hated something or someone nearly all the time. Before I made that mistake with your father, I had a good time. There were lots of boys in the army I used to know. Never had a moment to myself. And look where it got me. So I decided, when you were born, not to try to... well... sort of protect you from making the same mistakes I had. I suppose I thought if you weren't much to look at, you wouldn't get into the same difficulties. So, well, I think I made you out to be worse than you are.
Couldn't make me worse. I was born plain and that's all there is to it.
No, that's not all there is. You could have been quite nice looking if I'd allowed you to be. Any girl can look nice if she's encouraged. But I was so afraid your life would turn out like mine. Really, I was. And all the time I was forgetting.
What were you forgetting?
That you're flesh and blood, that you've got the same feelings as anyone else. If you keep a plant in the dark and don't water it, it gets sick and dies. Oh, I forgot that. I didn't think that could happen to you.
Why didn't you think it could happen to me? You should have thought... oh, what's the use of saying all this now? It's too late.
No.
Can't you see it's all too late? It's not only my looks, it's me. I'm all wrong somewhere. People don't notice me.
They'll notice you all right by the time I've finished with you. Now, don't look like that. There's no need to anymore. It's because of the way I treated you that you feel like you do. And if I treat you different... you'll feel different.
I won't. People can't suddenly change themselves into something else. Betty says it's not what you are, it's the way you feel that matters, and she's right. I can't feel any different just because of what you've told me. I'm a freak. I must be.
Now then, don't start that again. You listen to me, girl. You're no freak. You're someone quite ordinary who's had a bit of a knock. Well, the way you carry on, anybody would think there was really something wrong with you.
Oh, isn't there?
Oh, don't be so soft.
It's my nose for a start.
Oh, why didn't you give it a rest? It's an ordinary conch with a bit of a kink, that's all. Oh, good gracious me.
What?
You smiled just then. Now, don't overdo it. You might split yourself. Now, listen to me, my girl. You asked me to help you, didn't you?
I suppose so.
You suppose... what am I to do with you?
Don't do anything. You can't. It's too late, I tell you. Much too late.
Oh, what a girl. Will you listen? It's not a bit of use trying to help you if you're not going to do something about it yourself. Now, first thing tomorrow, I'll take you down to Madame Yvonne for a new hairdo. Then we'll buy a dress, with the money, I'd say, for the new light now. Well, that's to make you feel better, but nothing'll do any good if you're just going to sit there snivelling and moaning. There's nothing wrong with you that a bit of love won't put right.
Love? What sort of love?
Any sort to start off with. Mine'll do till something better turns up.
It's for other people, not me. It couldn't be.
And why not? If you don't stop being such a moaning minnie up, I won't have anything more to do with you. And that's a fact. Oh, I wonder who that can be.
I'm ever so sorry to disturb you, Mrs. Denton.
I should think so, indeed.
What's this in aid of?
Well, you see, this is my brother, Tom.
Oh?
Tom, this is Eileen's mum.
How do you do?
He's just home for a weekend's leave. He wants to go dancing tomorrow, and as he doesn't know many girls, we wondered if Eileen might be able to come.
Oh, I see. Well, she might be able to. Of course, she's always very busy at weekends.
Is she? That's the first time.
Of course she is.
Oh, well, in that case, we needn't bother her. Perhaps we better go.
No, Tom.
It was all Betty's idea.
Well, look, now you're here, you might as well come in and get warm.
Well, thank you now. Hello, Eileen. I found this at home, so I brought him round to see you. He's been wanting to meet you. Haven't you, Tom?
Yes. Good evening.
Hello.
Tom wondered if you could come dancing with us tomorrow night.
Me? Dancing?
Well, why not? You might be able to fit it in, with all your other engagements, I mean. Betty, come into the kitchen and help me make some tea.
No, don't leave me alone with him. Please don't. I shan't know what to say.
Eileen, get the cups down off the dresser and make Tom feel at home.
Yeah, don't leave me with her. I shan't know what to say.
No, I'll come and help you in the kitchen, Mrs. Denton.
Thank you.
Nice place you've got here.
Yes.
Mind if I smoke?
No.
Do you?
What?
Smoke.
No.
Do you like dancing?
Well, not exactly. You see,
well, I don't know many girls around here, and them I do know, I don't like much.
Oh. What don't you like about them?
Well, for one thing, those soppy shoes, they make them walk funny. And another thing I don't like, those petticoats.
What petticoats?
The sticking out kind, you know. They get in the way when you're dancing. I don't mean to be personal, but I do hope you don't wear them.
I never have, but I've wanted to.
I suppose you go out most nights. They all do.
Oh, no, I don't. I don't go out much.
But your mother said that you were always busy at the weekends.
She said that?
Yeah.
Oh, you mustn't pay too much attention to what she says.
Then what about coming dancing?
Do you like dancing?
No. Can't stand it.
Then why?
I'd rather go to the pictures any day. Yeah, perhaps we could do that instead. What about it? That is, if you're not busy.
No. Yes. Well, that is to say, I don't know.
But you must know about a thing like that.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I'll help you. Here, yeah, look, there's a bit right under the table. Funny what a long way to go.
Yeah. It is, isn't it? Oh, look.
What?
Your finger. You've cut it.
So I have.
It's bleeding.
Oh, no.
What is it?
Nothing.
Here, let me wipe it with my handkerchief. Oh, you've gone quite white. Are you all right?
It's no good. I'll have to put my head down. I'll go flat out otherwise.
Oh, whatever is it? Oh, take it easy.
It's okay. I'm sorry. I just can't help it.
It's only a tiny cut, you know.
It's not a cut.
What is it, then?
It's the blood. I'll go flat out whenever I see blood. I've always been that way.
Oh, you poor thing.
It's soppy for a soldier, isn't it?
Oh, you can't help it. It's the way you're made. Feeling better? Shall I call the others?
No, wait a bit. Don't
what?
Don't say anything to them. I feel such a fool. Of
course I won't if you'd rather not. Here, I think there's some plaster in there. Let's see. Oh, yes, here it is. Now, if I put this tight round your finger, you won't be able to see the blood. Is that better?
Thanks very much. I'll be all right now. You're quite the ministering angel, aren't you?
I don't know.
Well, you two seem to have found your tongues all right. So, whatever's all this?
I'm sorry, Mum. It was me. I broke it.
Oh, so I see. Looks as if you've been playing football. Well, come on, tease up. Don't stand around gaping.
Oh, thanks.
Betty, dear, you sit there, would you?
Oh, thank you very much. Honey, you sit next to Tom. Thanks for the tea, Mrs. Denton.
Oh, bye, Eileen.
Thanks very much, Mrs. Denton.
Oh, pleasure.
I'll be seeing you then, Eileen.
Oh, yes. All right, then. Tom. Good night.
Night.
Well, miss?
Well, what?
What have you got to say for yourself now?
I think I'd like to come with you tomorrow.
Hmm? Where to?
You know, to Madame Yvonne's.
Ha! That's the first sensible thing I've heard you say for ever such a long time. Seems something's got into your thick head after all.
Yes, Mum, it has.
That was Wednesday's Child by Pauline Spender. Eileen and Betty were played by June Tobin and Frieda Dowie, Mrs. Denton by Betty Linton, and Tom by Keith Buckley.